This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russian police detained Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny at passport control after he flew home to Russia on Sunday. His lawyer and the prison service said it was the first time Navalny has been back home since he was poisoned last summer with a Soviet nerve agent. His plane was diverted to another Moscow airport at the last minute in an apparent effort by authorities to thwart journalists and supporters from greeting him. Navalny was detained when he showed his passport to border guards before formally entering Russia. Witnesses told Reuters his wife, his spokeswoman, and his lawyer were allowed to enter Russia. It was not immediately clear why he had been detained, but the Russian capital's prison service had said beforehand it would do everything to arrest him once he returned, accusing him of flouting the terms of a suspended prison sentence for embezzlement. It's a 2014 case that Navalny says was trumped up. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday that it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party, or NUP, said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of votes to Wine's 35%. Museveni is 76 years old, and he's one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He's been in power since 1986. After he was declared winner, he said that the election may turn out to be the most cheating-free in Uganda's history, and he added that his government would deal decisively with anyone who disrupted the peace. This is VOA News. At least two crew members died after a cargo ship sank in bad weather in the Black Sea off Turkey on Sunday, local officials said. Five seamen from among the 13 on board the bulk carrier Arvin have been rescued. An operation is continuing to find the others, said the governor of northern Turkey's Bartın province. A Ukrainian foreign ministry spokesman confirmed to AFP that the ship was owned by a Ukrainian firm. The vessel was headed for Bulgaria from Georgia when it sank in bad weather. Powerful gusts of winds and snow flurries were reported Sunday in the area where the ship sank. And here are some of the top stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. Brazil's Anvisa health regulator gave emergency approval Sunday for its first two coronavirus vaccines as the country gears up to roll out a mass inoculation campaign amid a devastating second epidemic wave. It authorized AstraZeneca and Oxford University's CoviShield shot, as well as China's CoronaVac, for use in the country where the COVID-19 death toll now exceeds 209,000. Britain's government hopes to ease some lockdown restrictions in March as it presses ahead with Europe's fastest rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said on Sunday, the country, which also has Europe's highest COVID-19 death toll, has been under national lockdown since January 5th, with schools closed for most pupils, non-essential businesses shut, and people ordered to work from home where possible. India's COVID-19 vaccination drive hit a bump on the first day due to glitches in an app that is being used to coordinate the campaign, according to several officials involved in the immunization program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched what his government has described as the world's largest vaccination program on Saturday to rein in the pandemic in India, which has reported the second highest number of cases after the United States. Worry simmered in mainland China about a potential fresh wave of coronavirus cases ahead of the Lunar New Year next month, as authorities on Sunday reported 109 new COVID-19 cases, most of them in the province surrounding Beijing. Though the January 16th tally of new cases was less than the previous days of 130, China has in the past week seen the number of daily cases jump to an over 10-month high. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.